Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin tags $50,000 for the first time since May. That's right. We're back above 50 G's, baby. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. As you can see right here, Bitcoin just completed five green weeks in a row for the first time since November of 2020. And when someone asked me why Bitcoin, because fiat money is the reason we live in a world filled with corrupt politicians, nefarious technocrats, totalitarian governments, and oppressive central banking cartels, all of which fuels war, violence, in this entire ungodly pharmaceutical industrial complex. Also in today's show, breaking news, PayPal launches crypto services for UK customers. That's right, beginning this week, residents of the United Kingdom will be able to buy, hold, and sell cryptocurrencies through PayPal for the first time. Also in today's show, Bitcoin is likely to reach at least $96,000. I'll be breaking down an in-depth price prediction analysis of 2021's cycle top, along with a $178,000 bullish case. That's right, we believe Bitcoin can reach a minimal of 178,000 by December, or possibly a bit later in case the cycle extends into 2022. I'll be breaking down these bullish price trajectories. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and most major altcoins currently breaking out and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?
All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. Congratulations to all Bitcoin hollers. We finally surpassed 50,000. Once again, Bitcoin's price was back on the offensive late Sunday, touching 50K for the first time since May. That's right. 50 G's, baby. And signaling that the bull market was fast approaching its second leg. That's right. This morning, Bitcoin peaked at about 50,400 at the time of this recording on Bitstamp, having gained 3% on the day. And the largest crypto now has a total market cap of $943 billion. We'll be back at that 1 trillion milestone in no time. And right here, you can see the Bitcoin price briefly wicking above that critical 50K resistance. And on-chain metrics recently suggested that a supply squeeze may be imminent, with long-term hodlers and institutions bolstering their Bitcoin holdings while prices remained at a discount. A series of higher lows and a positive daily close signal have carried the momentum for Bitcoin since trading in the low $30,000 range. As the Bitcoin archive points out here, Bitcoin just completed five green weeks in a row for the first time since November 2020. Rocket ship to the moon. Do you think we'll complete a consecutive six green week? Let me know in the comments below. Meanwhile, the Bitcoin Greed and Fear Index, one of my favorite indicators based on a multifactorial sentiment analysis, has flipped from extreme fear to extreme greed in less than a month. As you can see here, we're currently rated a 79 out of 100, which is as high as we've seen it in a very long time in extreme greed. And last month was the polar opposite. We were at 22 in extreme fear. So the crypto market appears to have turned the corner this month, with a combined total crypto cap currently
hovering at roughly $2.2 trillion at the time of this recording, according to CoinGecko. And by contrast, the combined crypto cap dropped below $1.3 trillion during the depths of July's bearish market action. And while Bitcoin initially led the crypto market recovery earlier this month, many alts have since surged. And at this time, Cardano just broke out to a new all-time high, touching about $2.85, while Polkadot and Solana were also boasting double-digit gains for the week. That's right, the alt market is going absolutely insane right now. And before I break down our next story of the day and I share the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week, as well as PayPal launching crypto services for United Kingdom customers, as well as Bitcoin is likely to reach its base case of 96,000 by December, as well as its bullish case of $178,000 BTC. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin breaking out just surpassed 50,500. Let's freaking go. Now up almost 3% for the day. We have Ether up 3%, trading above $3,350. Cardano currently in price discovery mode. It touched around $2.85 as the high and up about 7% for the day, almost at $3. Crazy, right? Binance Coin up 8%, trading at about $500. And Chainlink up 1%, trading at just under $29. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. Number one, what could go wrong? Let's break it down. There was no shortage of concern about Bitcoin failing to crack 50K this weekend. Everything from low volumes to a bearish Wyckoff distribution event was visible on social media from the unconvinced of market strength. Also in the event, Bitcoin clipped and held the psychologically significant price level in classic fashion. As crypto analyst Pantoshi shared here, if Bitcoin can break out from here, people over trading will lose their BTC and hodlers will win. I said this one other time before, it did a relentless 6X. Know when to trade and when not to trade. All you have to do is nothing. My strategy is to do nothing when it happens. That's right, just hodl. Pantoshi channeled various references of quarter 4 2020, hinting at similarities between market composition now and the start of the main phase of the latest Bitcoin bull run. This springboard was also apparent when Bitcoin hit 50,000 for the first time back in February, but it took time for the level to become firm support and provide the foundation for a trip to current all-time highs of around $65,000. As such, should Bitcoin see a fresh pullback, it will likely be fleeting, Pantoshi argues, as he shares here in this tweet. What I expect to happen if we get back inside the 90-day range highs probably won't be much looking back, if any. Right now, it's all about accumulation. When markup begins, there is only vertical accumulation. So there you have it. Now for the next factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, tapering rumors fly as virtual Fed summit nears. That's right, macro cues will likely all come from the US Fed this week. The annual Jackson Hole gathering of top financial figures, now set to be virtual, is rumored to focus extensively on economic policy, changes stemming from the coronavirus pandemic. Specifically, markets will want to know whether any tapering of asset purchases is on the cards and when that might take place. With such a move priced in to some extent, only something unexpected could send the market spinning. Analysts suggest they're still very, very dovish. They're slightly less dovish. Garrett Melson, a portfolio strategist at NatIxis Investment Manager Solutions, told Yahoo Finance last week, quoting him here, but that's a little semantics at this point. Taper is very well documented and well known. We know it's coming. It's just a matter of timing and really shouldn't surprise many investors out there. Now for the third factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, has China hastened a Bitcoin price top? Well, a Bitcoin spot price action has failed to impress you. There is little debate about the strength of its network fundamentals. The hash rate and difficulty months into a broad recovery outdid themselves over the past week versus last month. Monday, the hash rate has added 8 exahashes per second, which estimates show equating to a roughly 5% overall increase in computing power dedicated to mining. And at 121 exahashes per second, the hash rate is just 47 exahashes away from all-time highs. And at 121 exahashes per second, the hash rate is just 47 exahashes per second away from the all-time highs seen before the China mining rout took place back in May. As Document and Bitcoin points out right here, Bitcoin hash rate is continuing its recovery from one of the largest infrastructure displacements in modern history, with roughly 45% of the Bitcoin mining industry, billions of dollars, relocating continents as the network continued on as normal. Bitcoin had zero downtime. That's right. And the Bitcoin price tends to follow the hash rate. And that's what we're witnessing right now with the Bitcoin price back above 50 G's. Now for the fourth thing to watch out for this week in the Bitcoin market, exchange flows return to dominate. That's right. On the topic of 2020 comparisons. Meanwhile, there is another trend clearly repeating last year's bull run springboard. Bitcoin exchange reserves have dropped heavily in recent weeks after China temporarily reversed the overall downtrend while exhibiting mixed behavior throughout 2021. Investors are now withdrawing BTC in large enough quantities for those those withdrawals to dominate the landscape. On-chain analytics firm Glassnode noted right here on Crypto Twitter, Bitcoin exchange flows have returned to a dominance of outflows through August as investors withdraw BTC. The market has transitioned through a number of phases of exchange flow dominance over the last year, with outflow dominance last seen in late 2020, as you can see right here in this chart, which ties in with the popular narrative of focusing on accumulation at the current Bitcoin price levels, suggesting overwhelming faith in the higher Bitcoin prices still yet to come. Let's go BTC. Now for the fifth and final factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market is extreme greed heightens its grip. That's right. As I pointed out earlier, we're currently rated a 79 out of 100, which is as high as we've seen it in a long time. And if you're not familiar with the crypto greed and fear index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Beginning this week, residents of the UK, the United Kingdom, will be able to buy, hold, and sell cryptos through PayPal for the first time, marking a significant milestone for the company that began offering digital asset services less than a year ago and has been exploding like a mofo. Where my UK residents at? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, the global payments provider announced on Sunday that the UK customers will soon have access to Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, as well as Bitcoin Cash through PayPal's website and mobile app. The announcement marks the first expansion of PayPal's crypto services beyond the US, a service that first launched in November of last year. Joseph Fernandez de Ponte, a senior executive for PayPal's crypto division, cited the digitization of money during the pandemic as one of the primary motivations for entering crypto in the first place. He continued, "Our global reach, digital payments expertise, and knowledge of consumer and businesses, combined with the rigorous security and compliance controls, provides us the unique opportunity and the responsibility to help people in the UK to explore cryptocurrency by offering its crypto services to UK residents. PayPal could play a role in increasing exposure to digital assets in the country." That's right. It could help bring upon mass Bitcoin adoption, though I don't recommend purchasing or holding your precious BTC on the PayPal platform. Not your keys, not your cheese. Just saying. And it's reported that among all European countries, PayPal penetration is highest in the UK at over 2 million monthly active users. And rumors about PayPal's crypto expansion plans have been circulating since last month when the CEO Dan Schulman told investors that the UK is likely to get the service soon. And as Cointelegraph reported, the company is also eyeing developments in decentralized finance, better known as DeFi, which is possibly a precursor to the future integration plans. And on the regulatory front, the UK's Financial Conduct Authority, the FCA, is increasingly cracking down on crypto exchanges that do not meet its registration requirements. Binance's UK operations were shuttered earlier this month after the FCA warned the exchange it was not permitted to offer regulated trading activity in the country. Also, PayPal's De Ponte said his company is committed to continue working closely with regulators in the UK and around the world in rolling out its crypto offerings. So there you have it. And before I break down our final story of the day and I share the base case of a $96,000 Bitcoin price by this December, as well as the bullish case of $178,000 Bitcoin price. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting above $2.15 trillion with $110 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And current Bitcoin dominance is 43.8% with the Ether dominance at 18.1%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Telcoin leading the pack up 22%, trading at 2.7 cents, Dash up 14.5%, trading at $275, and Nano up 14%, trading at $7.11. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during this incredible bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And before I dive right into this base case of a $96,000 Bitcoin price by December, as well as the bullish case of $178,000 BTC, first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 890 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also have some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and hit the bell icon to turn on all notifications and help me get to 50,000 subs so I can match the Bitcoin price. You can also follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok, so be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Looking ahead, there are many ways that the rest of the current cycle can play out. Moving forward, the following are two scenarios we are expecting to play out. As long as the technical and on-chain data continue to show strength, our price targets are heavily time-based, condition-based, and blend multiple forms of analysis. Assuming the Bitcoin price reaches major technical targets to the upside and on-chain metrics are flashing significant sell signals, the probability of a bull market top will increase significantly. And if major technical targets to the upside are tested and on-chain metrics show little to no signs of significant selling pressure, Bitcoin can easily push higher. All right, now for the base case of a $96,000 Bitcoin price by December of this year. We believe Bitcoin can reach $96,000 by December of 2021 in our base case scenario. And if you think about it, all we need to do is 2x from here, move up 100%, and we're above a six-figure Bitcoin price at the current prices, now above 50K, which we believe is reasonable considering the deep supply exhaustion BTC is in. And to reach this level of $96,000, Bitcoin must first push above the major resistance zone between 51 and 50. And during the retest of major resistance, it is crucial to monitor on-chain analytics and metrics to especially verify the long-term hodlers and entities holding large amounts of illiquid supply, which are not selling. And if no on-chain sell signals are flashing, this will likely pave the way for the retest of the current all-time high of 65,000 recorded back in April of this year. And this chart right here on your screen shows a rough estimate of one of the many paths that Bitcoin can take to reach our base case target of $96,000. Now, technical and on-chain resistance above 58,000 is not as heavy as the $56,000 to $58,000 area. Given that new large buyers continue to enter the market and shorts continue to get liquidated, breaking above the previous all-time high will not require much effort. That's right, we can return to price discovery mode at light speed. I'm just saying, I feel September is going to be bullish as what for the king of all crypto. We could return easily to new all-time highs. And using the four-year cycle and Bitcoin halving data, Bitcoin has historically reached this bull market's top late in quarter four of the year following the halving. Now, another reason we can expect significantly higher prices later this year is the Elliott wave structure forming since late 2018. Bitcoin appears to have completed wave three to the upside, topping at about 65,000 with the complex wave four correction, bottoming at 28,800 with the recent August rally higher. It appears that Bitcoin is starting its final fifth bullish wave, possibly pushing the Bitcoin price significantly above all-time highs. Now for the $178,000 bullish case. Let's go. We believe Bitcoin can reach our bullish case scenario target of 178,000 by December of this year or a bit later in case the cycle extends into 2022, as the cycles do tend to be lengthening over time. Now, this will require minimal on-chain selling pressure, especially as the Bitcoin price pushes above that six-figure mark. As long as the long-term hodlers continue to hold, even with Bitcoin at 100,000, we can easily expect the prices to move higher. How many of you are going to continue to hodl and hold Bitcoin even at new all-time highs, even when Bitcoin surpasses 100,000, let me know in the live chat right down below. Now, this scenario is dependent on the constant supply exhaustion where the majority of the Bitcoin remains illiquid. This chart right here on your screen shows a rough estimate of the possible path that Bitcoin could take to reach this bullish target of $178,000 per BTC. Now, the following is just one of the many ways that this can play out. Our technical targets to the upside found high levels of confluence around 178 to 190,000. This also matches various other technical based models, making this an area of interest for the 2021's bull market top. And in this scenario, we expect Bitcoin whales and entities holding large amounts of illiquid supply to start rapidly distributing. Price action at this stage will likely have gone parabolic with $10,000 candles printed frequently. I can't wait till these days. Just saying, at these prices, valuation on-chain metrics such as the MVRV would be reaching previous cycle peaks depending upon the activity on the Bitcoin network. And while these six-figure targets may seem intimidating, they are less than 4x increase from the current levels. That's right, with Bitcoin currently above 50,000, all we got a 2x and we're at six figures. All we have to do is 4x and we're talking about realistically a $200,000 Bitcoin price. Also like to point out that the stock to flow X model predicts a $288,000 Bitcoin price at this cycle top, and Max Kaiser's predicting a $220,000 Bitcoin price top before the end of this year. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the live chat. And to emphasize this, the scenarios are time-based and condition-based. It strongly depends on a variety of on-chain metrics flashing warning signals, especially when the Bitcoin price reaches highly confluent technical targets to the upside. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding the bullish case of $178,000 Bitcoin price before the end of this year or potentially rolling into the beginning of next year? Let me know in the live chat right down below. Now for a quick recap of what I cover with you here in today's show, Bitcoin price tags 50,000 for the first time since May, as we just completed 5 green weeks in a row for the first time since November of 2020. Also in today's show, I shared the 5 things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week, as well as breaking news, PayPal launches crypto services for United Kingdom customers, as well as Bitcoin is likely to reach its base case of $96,000 by December of this year, as well as $178,000 bullish case, which I broke down for you. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. And I want to give a quick shout out to Lawrence Abramoff. I appreciate your super chat contribution and helping to support the show. And now for the top 3 comments from yesterday's episode. Lawrence wrote, "This show has become an essential part of the day for the past 8 months. Thanks a lot, JV, saving us so much time. You're very welcome. I appreciate your continued support as always, brother." This next comment comes from Mangus, who wrote, "I've been watching your show daily for over a year. It's the best crypto channel on YouTube. Keep it up." Thanks so much, Mangus, for tuning in daily and for supporting the show. And the third and final comment comes from JT, who wrote, "Bitcoin is the king of crypto. Thanks for all the positive news. We go up and down, building strength as we go. Hodlers, keep hodling. Amen." That's right. Hodl be thy name. And I appreciate all the support. And to be featured in tomorrow's episode, be sure to drop me a comment right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?